Happy birthday. No, welcome back to the basement. You're already fucked up. It's okay. Hot start
to the birthdays.
Danny, how you doing, man?
Doing good, broski.
Good. Do me a favor. Hold your hand up. Guy's got a ring on him like you would not believe right now. It's shining. I can't even see it right now.
Diamonds on me dancing.
There's a middle finger dance.
You know what I'm saying? It's a birthday gift to myself.
Yeah. Also, we talking about ice. I mean, I got some jewelry now because I went out and I got the whole team that works with us, Santa Gato Studio Chains from Jacob the Jeweler. Jacob and Co.
Shout out to Jacob and Co.
For getting these chains. They're really dope. They're like director slates.
We in a mob.
And it says Santa Gato Studios on them. So I got everyone chains for that. But
thank you so much, by the way. Thoughtful gift.
I'm excited that everyone just has it.
Yeah.
And I love it too.
I have a gift for you though.
Right now?
No, it's coming. It was for Christmas. We didn't do a Christmas exchange.
Oh.
And you said that the gift was going to be late, but I got something that you didn't get for Christmas.
When am I getting it?
Probably when we get back from Miami.
Okay. Anyway, before we get into the show, what we're doing today, I wanted to tell you guys about our Patreon. We have revamped it.
Vamped.
Okay, there's only two tiers, I believe. There might be a third one. But like the $5 tier, you get every episode of The Basement Yard a week early, so you'll get next week's episode full video already on Monday. And also, every day of the week, we're shooting a 15-minute morning meeting show as well.
Yes.
Okay, so if you sign up for the Patreon for the $10 tier, you get the morning meeting. So every day of the week, besides Saturday and Sunday, because we're not in here, Monday through Friday, we have a show that goes out on Patreon, and it's 15 minutes. We have some guests sometimes. We, you know, talk about stuff behind the scenes. We let you know which content is coming out for the whole week.
Employee of the week. Which I have a huge gripe with, but it's fine.
Yeah, we'll get into that. But yeah, so it's a really cool segment, but if you're interested in that, you know, every morning, usually probably around 10:30 Eastern, we have the video go out. But yeah, so go check that out. Patreon.com/TheBasementYard. Yeah, what was that?
I don't know. It was a remember in Ace Ventura? Chicago.
Chicago.
Boom, boom, boom. Don't, 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 don't. Chicago.
Earthquake test. I love that movie.
What's your favorite Ace Ventura scene besides the football replay one?
Oh, where he slams his head on the head. Oh, then that's a tough one.
I like the sliding door one, though.
That's probably not it, but oh, maybe when he's in the tank.
Oh, that's a great one.
I just can't do it, Captain.
I don't have the power.
I don't have the power. Or like when he's slamming the gum.
Oh, yeah.
And then he goes, your gun is digging into my hip. God. I love that shit. It's amazing.
Yeah, so I didn't get Employee of the Week for the first ever Employee of the Week award, which I think is fucking absolute garbage horse shit.
Yeah.
Because I deserve to win it. I really did. And I know Josh was sick, which is cool.
You know what? Now that I'm looking back on it, you didn't, because you just did your first week ever of being on time. Josh is usually on time.
I crushed work, though, that last week.
So did Josh. Josh has been crushing work, though.
I've always crushed work, dude. Brother?
Not always. You like to waste time.
I did like to waste time.
Right.
I did.
Right, you did. We've changed ways. But I think that Josh's consistency should have not went unnoticed.
No, that's fine. That's fine. That's fine. Okay? But my only thing is that I feel like you have this great... You have an eye booger in your... Sorry. I know you just don't want to be on...
I got eye bugs?
I don't want you to be
Where
on
is
TV
it?
With that.
Which eye? This eye?
Stage right.
This one?
Your left, yeah.
This is... Is it in the middle or the back?
You got it. It's gone.
Oh, bedtime.
Yeah. I just felt like, hey, what's up? You know, let's boost morale here.
Yeah.
And my morale honestly was lowered because I feel like you just didn't want to gratify me.
That's not true. I would love to gratify you. Oh, and you haven't been gratified? What do you want to do? You want to kiss?
No.
You want to kiss?
Nah, just...
You want me to kiss you on the cheek?
Would be nice.
You want me to do an Italian, old woman Italian kiss to you?
That would be nice, too.
That would be nice?
That'd be double.
That'd be double nice.
Been waiting for you to kiss me for years.
Maybe I'll breathe on the nape of your neck.
Not now.
Where is your nape?
I never... How do
is
you spell
this
it?
The nape?
I think this is where the trap meets... where the trap meets.
Does that feel nice?
I'm doing it now.
Well, you're supposed to breathe on it. You want to come breathe? No, you can't. You can't. You can't breathe on your own nape. You want to come breathe on your nape?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, breathe on my nape. Nate, breathe me. I have big traps.
It's nice. It's nice. How's that breath?
Felt good.
Yeah?
Yeah, a little warm, but that's what you want.
Yeah, we want warmth. Yeah. We can't have a cold breath.
No,
that's
no,
weird.
No.
No one has cold breath, I don't think.
No.
Yeah. Dead people do have cold breath.
Yeah.
That I know for a fact.
Yeah.
What is that?
So, being the amazing employee that I am, I have to come up with some ideas and concepts for the show, right? So I came up. People out here, we love brackets.
Big bracket peeps.
We're big bracket peeps. We haven't done one in a while, but I didn't want to be like, yo, what's your favorite candy? We did that. Well, what's your favorite type of pizza? Nah. I wanted to go something a little more, you know, what's your favorite sex position? Which maybe we could do that at some point.
Okay.
But we have to try them together.
I feel like there's not that many.
Nah, that wouldn't be a long bracket. But I came up with this idea.
Uh-huh.
On this show, we do a lot of sayings. We have a lot of words, a lot of abbreviations.
A lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff. So I decided to put together a bracket of the most popular sayings.
Ooh.
And I want to see which sayings we like.
And what's going to win.
And which one is the best saying that's
like
in the
this.
Bracket.
I okay? like this. This is a good idea. This is really helping your case.
Thank you very much. I'm trying. Okay, so there's three brackets. There's an A bracket, which starts with the letter A.
Mm.
Okay? Then there's B.
Starts with B. Nice.
C.
Starts with a C.
And then there's miscellaneous.
Miscellaneous
is a group of our sayings.
Oh!
So it's just basement yard sayings.
I like that.
So there's a little home cook in there, but we have to try and be honest. We have to play...
No bias.
Yeah, we have to play with, you know, a little bit of fucking, you know... Integrity.
Listen,
here.
The honor system.
Yeah,
okay?
For sure.
Is this
honor
right?
System.
You were a Boy Scout. Right?
I thought this was.
This isn't like. Oh, this is like what's her name, Jennifer Lawrence stuff.
Yeah, or was it three?
One of these might be racist or something. I don't want. That's the shocker. That's two. That's two in the pink, one in the stink. Which I don't think anyone's ever done that.
100% have done it.
You've done that?
Yes. All right. So let's
Why?
Go.
I just feel like it's stupid.
Nah, dude, it's dope.
I also have dainty fingers, so I feel like I could be snapping a finger depending on how far away the butt is. If the butt's too far and my spread's all off, I could dislocate a finger and
Yeah, you don't want to lose a finger.
Yeah, the shocker's dangerous, dude.
I live dangerously.
You do.
Yeah. All right, so let's get into this bracket.
Yeah.
Okay.
Starting with
the A bracket. A chip on your shoulder versus a dime a dozen. Okay, I'm gonna go on record and say I don't know what the fuck a dime a dozen means.
Yeah, because isn't a dime 10 and a dozen's 12?
Yeah.
So what does that mean?
It's like also like what is like it's. I didn't understand a baker's dozen until I was 27 years old.
Yeah.
That's just an extra.
That's just one more egg.
But a dime a dozen.
A dime.
Like if I came to you, I'm like, dude, they're a dime a dozen.
That means they're 10 out of 12.
I don't know. Or do they only cost $12? I mean,
no.
Like, does it cost
a dime? Yeah, but
does it cost a dime to get a dozen?
Think of what dime a dozen means, though. When people use to say, "Oh, it's a dime a dozen," meaning like, what does it mean?
I don't know.
Does it mean like it's, you know, it's just like, you know, they're
like there's a lot of them,
or is it rare,
or are they cheap?
No, I don't think it's cheap.
Like, every old Italian dude's like, listen, man, girls are a dime a dozen.
Yeah, does that mean they're not rare? It's like, there's many of them. You know
what I'm
saying?
Yeah, it's called science. Doesn't mean they're going to suck my penis.
Yeah. A dime a dozen. I don't really like it. I like chip on your shoulder because I like chips.
I love chips.
And I got nice shoulders.
But is it a chip on your shoulder?
Look at the shoulder.
Yeah, it's a nice shoulder.
You know what I'm saying?
I have nice traps, though. I think my shoulders are better than yours.
No, you're not.
Dude, 100%.
No, they're not.
100%!
No, traps aren't shoulders.
Yeah, it's my back. I have a better back. All right, so let's...
Coyote is back.
I do have a big neck and
Listen,
a big back.
Listen, I got delts. I got deltoids. Oh, yeah, good.
We'll see.
They pop. They we'll do see. Pop.
I'm in the gym now, so I'm going to get real sexy. Real, real, real sexy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Better hope I don't start dropping them. I'm going to do this show fucking fully naked.
Start. Yo, we should do one show naked.
Okay, we're not going to do that.
If we did one show naked, but obviously they didn't show anything, but everyone knew we were naked. That would be fucking hilarious.
We have to throw these chairs out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Especially mine. Yeah. It'd be destroyed.
But yeah, we have to throw that chair out. Yeah.
Burn it, possibly.
Yeah, we're going to have to.
Just to keep the public safe.
We would have to take that chair, drive it out to the country, and leave it in the woods.
Yeah.
Drive away very fast.
Yeah, and one tear drops from both of our eyes.
And don't look in the rear view. It'll be too painful.
Don't look back.
Just keep going.
Can't look back. Never look back. But a chip on your shoulder, I like chip on your shoulder because it's like, one, I use it more, personally.
But that also doesn't make sense. Chip on my shoulder. Like, what it means is, like, you have a reason to be, like angry or motivated or, like, whatever. Like, a chip on my shoulder.
That sounds painful.
But it also it actually sounds delicious.
Yeah.
If I found out that there's a chip on my shoulder, I'd be like, mouth.
I would 100% eat a shoulder chip.
Yeah, if it was, like, if I just, like, was walking around and someone's like, yo, you got a chip on your shoulder. I'd be like, oh, my God, I hope it's sour cream, and I'd eat it.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, my God, thank you so much.
Yeah.
I love this chip.
A pleasant surprise is the chip.
If I were to wake up to a chip on my shoulder every day, I would be a lot happier, but maybe a little fatter.
Now, on the opposite side, if I found a dime in a dozen of eggs, I'd be like, what is this dime doing here?
Yeah.
I'd be like, what is this? What is this?
But I would also keep it because if I found a dime in a thing of a dozen, I'd be like, hey, this dime could be lucky.
Mm.
So I don't know how this circle of dimes work. I don't know how these dimes circulate.
They're a dime a dozen. I'm going chip.
I'm going chip.
Let's go
chip. Let's go chip. That's fine.
Chip. Chips. Chip on the shoulders.
Chips. All right. Next one. Do you want to go A, B, C, and then miss? Or do you want to go
Yeah, we'll just go through all of them.
Okay. Wait. All in
like all A, all B, okay, all C.
Okay. All right. A piece of cake.
Oh, I like that.
An arm and a leg.
I like a piece of cake. It's a piece of cake.
It's a piece of cake, but I don't use it. Like, it's going to cost me an arm and a leg, but a piece of cake has more wide usage.
Yeah, it's a piece of cake.
It's a piece of cake.
Yeah.
It's an arm and a leg. It's like, you know.
It's going to cost me an arm and a leg.
And then some arms and legs probably cost more than other arms and legs. Yeah, I wouldn't want an out-of-shape person's arm and leg. That's going to cost me more.
That's what I'm saying. I wouldn't want one of your legs, but I might take your arm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Take an arm.
Take an arm and a leg. That's an expensive thing. Now I'm spending money. I don't like it.
Let me just get the arm. I don't like the connotation that arm and a leg has because it costs me money.
Yeah, I don't like that.
A piece of cake doesn't cost me money. I don't have to spend money on this cake.
Well, you do have to spend money on cake, but not that much money.
No, but it's like if I'm working, I'm like, yo, this is going to be a piece of cake.
It's like, it's nice.
It's awesome.
It's nice.
An arm and a leg is like, ah.
Yeah.
Blah.
And I like cake way more than I like my arms and legs.
100%. I would if someone came to me and they were like, hey, listen, dude. You can have a bunch of cake right now, but we might have to take your leg. I wouldn't do it, but I'd think about it for a second.
Yeah, for like, yeah. Yeah. What kind of cake? What's your favorite kind of cake?
Cheesecake. Sensational.
Cheesecake is stupid.
Cheesecake's
Cheesecake is amazing. Not only, but hold on. Cheesecake, and then my favorite kind of like birthday cake is that funfetti shit.
Funfetti for life.
You know what I mean? It just looks like a clown, like. Pissed all over it or whatever.
Just fucking blew a fat clown load on it.
Yeah, because there's like, it's like vanilla icing, but the inside's got that yellow spandadunch, yeah. And then it has like the little, like, you know, like a little, like you set off a confetti fire or something.
Yeah.
Or an explosion. It's so nice.
Would you ever dress up in the bedroom?
I'm not into that.
I don't get that.
Where did this come from?
No, because you said a clown ejaculating, so then I thought of you having sex as a clown.
No, I'm not having sex as a clown, no.
No.
If, like, the girl of my dreams was like, hey, I really need you to put on these big shoes and this nose and this wig and really paint that face really well, you can take a half hour.
And spray me with that seltzer bottle.
Yeah, exactly. I'd be like, I don't know if I could do this. And she's like, no, use this can. And then you open the can, and it's just like the fucking, the whatever it is, the tissues, they never stop, like those kind of tricks.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be into that.
Whatever just happened to weird, normal, weird sex.
Yeah, and I can't have sex with big pants on and a vest.
No.
It's just not comfortable.
I couldn't be a clown.
I also just think that we're wasting time if it's like, I got to walk in here and pretend I'm your teacher that's mad at you because you didn't do homework. Like, can we just have sex like adults?
Yeah.
Like, why do we have to make this back in high school?
Just have weird, disgusting, normal sex.
Yeah. Like someone's getting punched in the face.
Yeah. Smack the shit out of someone.
Yeah, hit your head on the fucking nightstand and let's go home.
Yeah. Absolutely. I don't think I could come as a squirrel.
A squirrel?
Like dressed up as a squirrel.
Oh, now we're talking furries.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know,
I don't think I'd come like that.
Yeah, me neither. Like, if I'm dressed as like My Little Pony, and you know, I got like a fire tail or something.
Yeah, that's kind of dope.
I'm gonna. It's cool to see, but
it'd be cool if humans still had tails, dude.
I would love a tail.
It'd be so dope,
dude. If I had a tail,
accessorizing your tail.
Oh, you would have like a diamond studded tail.
Oh, my fucking tail would be so fucking bougie.
And I would be whipping my tail around, just sa sa sa.
And we would find some way to make it hot because it'd be normal that people had tails, like girls with fat butts, and then just a sexy ass tail.
They just have this long, luxurious tail in the wind,
just flapping.
Yeah, and then I'd probably use conditioner because I don't really use it too often, like every single time. But I would condition my tail like you would not believe.
Just washing your tail, but like
between my legs,
between your legs, you pull it up and go like this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You gotta
like you're like raising like a sheet.
Yeah, or like
a flag.
Yeah, exactly.
That'd be dope.
Yeah.
So we're going piece of cake.
I'm going piece of cake.
Okay. I agree.
Crumb cake's also good, though. I just wanted to get that out there.
Crumb cake is great. You like coffee cake?
I love coffee cake. Coffee
cake is great.
Coffee cake.
I can't do coffee cake.
Coffee cake is so good, and I went through a phase one time that, what's that company that makes them? The little ones?
Little Debbie?
No, it's one of those fucking ones. Whatever, they make these little coffee cakes. I went through a phase. I would get it like every morning. I would have breakfast and I get this coffee cake. And then coffee cake is also one of those things that like you can't eat without getting it all over the room.
It's the best though because you want to get it all over the place.
Yeah. And then someone, I forgot where I was, but someone made a coffee cake. Oh, I think it was my aunt made a coffee cake. The coffee was like this and the cake was like this.
Yikes.
Yeah. But it was good.
Yeah.
Because that's just pure sugar on there.
You know, I posted on my Instagram last night.
Rice Krispies. I've seen that.
It is the most underrated snack of all time.
It's a lovely snack.
Nobody talks about it in the way that it should. And I said, listen, everybody loves Rice Krispie treat.
Everybody.
But nobody goes out of their way to be like, oh, that's my number one. That's my number one late night snacky treat.
Wow.
Yes.
What's mine? I don't know. You know what the only problem with Rice Krispie treats is I can't get fucking enough of it.
I know. They just turn the air. But when they go down there, and they also have like a gratifying crunch. And I'm like, oh, this is so good.
Yeah.
And it's sticky.
I feel like a little alligator.
Yeah. Like everyone would go for like the Smart Food popcorn. I would go straight for
that.
I would go straight for that. Remember those bags of muffins?
Yeah, those are pure sugar.
Holy fuck, dude.
Like they had chocolate chips in
them? Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck. Fucking. And then the blueberry ones were good. Yeah, dude.
Oh, fuck!
Yeah, those just are fucking nice, dude. I used to love those. When I was in middle school, I used to eat those like you would not believe. I feel like if I had a bag right now, though, I'd have to go to the doctor.
With that blue writing on it?
Mm-hmm.
God damn.
They were always like wet, kind of.
Yeah.
Like they were like super moist, and I'm like, this is sugar.
That shit would melt in your mouth.
Yeah.
And it was a baby muffin. Cute food.
Love it.
Cute food.
Love it.
All right, we're into the B bracket now.
Nice.
Back to square one.
Mm-hmm.
Barking up the wrong tree. Come on, cut.
Back to square one. Or barking up the wrong tree.
They're both kind of negative.
Yeah, they are. But I like barking up the wrong tree just because it's like...
They're double neggies.
Yeah.
So...
I like it. I kind of like barking up the wrong tree. You're barking up the wrong tree.
Let me tell you something. You're barking up the wrong tree right now, okay? I'm a tree. You're a dog, and you're barking up the wrong tree. Because let me tell you something, though. Tree never hurt nobody.
No, but it's the squirrel that ran up the tree that they're barking at.
Yeah, but that's why you're barking up the wrong tree at the wrong squirrel.
But what does that mean?
That's a better saying.
Has a dog ever barked up the wrong tree?
That's what... Yeah, no.
Like are the squirrels up there being like, this is not, we weren't the ones that you saw. Yeah. They're on the next tree over.
They're over there.
Yeah, that's not me.
What are you doing over here?
Yeah. Because that's also kind of threatening, and I wonder if any dog barked up the wrong tree, and then squirrels fucked it up, and that's where this comes from.
It's like, yo, you're barking up the wrong tree, my guy.
Yeah, you remember what happened to the last guy? You don't want that to happen to you. It's the wrong one.
Do you even know what happened to the last guy that barked up my tree?
Yeah.
He's buried under the tree.
Though. Yeah.
Okay.
We use him as fertilizer.
Okay.
And then was it back to square one?
Yeah, I got to go back to square one. But what are the other squares? How do I get to square two? I don't even know what square I'm on now.
Yeah, I don't know. Where am I?
What square are you?
I would like to say.
And how many squares are theirs?
I would. I feel like I'm at least square like 133.
Yeah, dude. Now if you put a number on it, going all the way back to square one sounds awful.
Yeah, you know how long it took me to get to the square I'm at now? Back to square one.
Or barking up the wrong tree. Barking up the wrong tree sounds cooler.
Yeah, I like trees. I like nature.
Yes, I like nature.
And I like dogs.
I like dogs. If a dog barks...
Also, tree- bark. There's bark on a tree.
Oh, it's a pun in this bitch.
This is the dumbest stuff that we're saying right now.
You're barking up the wrong tree, which is covered in bark.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Double entendre.
Double entendre. Don't even ask me how.
Mm. I'm going to go barking.
I'm going to go back to... I'm not going to say back to square one because I don't know the number of squares and I don't want to have to figure that out because now I'm thinking about...
This is a math problem now.
It's a math problem. I hate math.
Need
hate
more
math.
Information.
Yeah, I need more information for sure. All right. Next one is...
Yeah. That was... Something came out of my mouth.
You just, right, your throat just went...
Yeah. All
right. Beat around the bush.
Love that.
Giggity. And burst your bubble. I wanted beating and bursting in the same place.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to beat. I want to burst.
Well, that's usually what happens when you beat.
Oh, you beat, then you burst, baby.
Then you definitely burst. Well. I'm going to go beat because I like beating around the bush. I don't like beating around the bush. I like it as a saying, though. Like, hey, you're beating around the bush.
Right. Right. Why are you beating around this bush? And then how did these sayings start, though, too? It's just a guy went with a stick and started beating a bush up.
Well, I think...
And then a snake came out.
Well, I think it's like...
some kind of creature.
Well, think about what beating around the bush means. It means, like, just get to the point. You're, like, dancing around your whole point. Just make your point already. So, like, is a guy supposed to beat a bush, but he keeps hitting the ground around it? Doesn't really make sense. Also, or it could be beating around the bush.
Yeah, maybe he's just going like, bah!
Yeah, or it's a sexual kind of thing where a guy's walking in a circle around shrubbery beating his penis. Mm. So I don't know.
Or eating around a vagina, which entails some kind of hair situation.
Yeah.
Because if you have sex and don't go down there, you're beating around the bush. If you really think about it.
What's a tough thing? What was the other one?
Burst your bubble. Hey, man, hate to burst your bubble. Love saying that.
I've never said that.
You've never said burst your bubs?
I just feel like that's a very khaki-wearing... kind of saying.
That saying belongs to the whites.
Yeah, I feel like I have to stand on my stoop and be fully dressed at 8 a.m. and be like, neighbor,
hate to burst your bubble, bud, but you weren't here in time for the FedEx people, so, you know.
I got your package.
Had to sign for you.
Yeah, that's what I think it is. Yeah. And I've never been that guy.
Hate to burst your bubble, sir, but your receipt is 31 days old. It's a 30-day return policy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm probably going to beat around the bush.
Yeah, I hate to burst your bubble on that, but I like burst your bubble.
Oh, how are we going to fix this?
Use beat around the bush in your best sentence, and I'll try to use it in my best sentence.
Well, there's not really a sentence like that. Like, yours goes at the beginning of a sentence, and then it gets to, like, a cool thing. Mine just goes, like, don't beat around the bush. Just get to the point.
All right, threaten me.
You want me to threaten you?
Yeah. So I come to you, right scenario, right?
Right, yeah, go ahead.
I owe you money.
Yeah.
And I'm giving you this fucking sob story.
Yeah.
All right? Go.
Okay. Don't beat around the bush. Give me the... Do you have the money or not?
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Bro.
Yeah. Now burst my bubble.
Listen, bro. I hate to burst your bubble, but I don't got it right now. Beat around the bush.
Yeah.
Beat around the bush.
End scene.
All right. We're off to sea.
Oh. We're off to sea.
Off to sea.
Like a couple pirates.
Okay.
What was that?
I don't know. I tried to make a pirate song. It just didn't work. Close but no cigar. Cry over spilled milk. Now, milk has never made me cry.
I've never cried. Actually...
It's made me duty.
It's definitely put some bubbles in this gut.
This would be a better saying if it was don't poop over spilled milk.
Why? If you spilled the milk, you didn't drink it, so you wouldn't be pooping.
Yeah, that's right.
But if you spilled it into your mouth. I'll tell you one time, this is actually kind of funny. Probably the only time I've cried, actually cried over spilled milk.
You've actually cried over spilled milk?
Well, I'm going to tell you the story.
Oh.
I was eating. I was a child. I was a children, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm eating cookies and milk. Used to be a big cookies and milk guy. You know, double stuffs, triple stuffs, mega stuffs, regular stuffs. Love even them. even the thin stuff.
Yeah.
I like those.
Watch those cows.
Yeah. So I was dunking, but I was in my chair and just kind of fucking around like this.
Yeah.
And I was like leaning back on it. Ooh. And you know, the boy was getting a little too confident and went back too far. So I ended up falling backwards. I fumbled the cookie in the air, and then I ended up falling, and then the milk just spilled onto my face, and it got into my eyeball, and, you know, milk in your eyeball stings.
Does it really?
So I cried, yeah.
Damn, dude. Sorry to hear
anything
that.
Anything in your eye stings.
Isn't it weird when you're a kid, when you're rocking back and forth, you have to go just a little bit further back?
Yeah. You want to play with fire?
And then just a little bit more. And then you're on the back, literally on the edges.
And then you do that thing where you're like, whoa!
Yeah, you're like, whoa, dude.
I was flying.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So
that time I cried over spilled milk because I spilled it on my own face into my eyes.
Close but no cigar, real fucking asshole thing to say.
I also don't really know what it means.
Oh, close, but no cigar.
Does that mean that, like, you does first place get a cigar?
Yeah, it's like a celebratory thing, I guess.
Oh.
That's what it is.
I think, yeah.
It's a real asshole way of saying you're wrong.
No, yeah.
It's like, close, but no cigar. It's like, right. Fuck you, dude.
It's like you get
to whip sayings out, say I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Say I lost, you dick.
Also, if you come in first place in NASCAR, they give you milk.
That is true.
And they spill a lot of it.
Yeah.
So this is.
And they're not crying. They're celebrating. They might, tears of joy, maybe.
Really?
Don't cry over spilled milk. Did your parents ever use that with you?
Nah, they just hit me.
Yeah, me too. They were like, don't cry.
Or I'm going to hit you again.
Yeah, that's what that's saying.
There was no milk involved.
Yeah, there was no milk. It was just don't cry.
Don't you fucking cry.
Or I'll give you another crack.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or I'll get my belt out.
Yeah. Then I'll really give you a reason to cry.
That's usually a huge one. Yeah, exactly.
Then you'll have a reason to cry.
Yeah, and then I threatened to call, you know, child services, and then I got the belt.
Yes.
So
yeah,
that was the kind of, you know, there was no milk.
Yeah. I like milk. But close but no cigar, it's kind of asshole-ish.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to ride with it.
All right. You're going to go cigars?
I'm going to go cigars.
I'll go cigars.
All right. Cigars. All right.
Cigars.
Another animal one. Curiosity killed the cat.
Ugh.
And cut to the chase.
I'll tell you this. Curiosity killed the cat. But cats get 9 lives? Make up your mind.
Yeah, right?
What is this?
Is this cat dead?
Also, let's get this out of the way. I don't want to burst anyone's bubble. Cats have one life.
Yeah.
They will die.
Yeah, go throw your cat out of a window and see how many lives it has.
Well, it might land on its feet. They're weird like that. But I'm saying if I take a shotgun and blast a cat and we're getting demonetized because of that, it's dead.
Yeah.
Not coming back to life.
Yeah, if I run over your cat, it's just not magically going to fill up. Like that cat from Hocus Pocus, all right?
Yeah.
It's just not going to happen.
It's not.
All right? What was his name? Max or something?
I don't know.
He gets run over by a bus, and then somehow all of his bones regenerate, and it's bullshit.
Yeah, he's not an octopus.
No. Wait, an octopus can die and come back to life?
No, I think that you could just like run him over, and they're like, good. Or is that a different sea?
I don't think anyone's ever ran over an octopus. One, because they live in the ocean. And two... They live in the ocean.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
It's a good point. I was close, but no cigar.
Yo, dude, I found a fucking water bug in my apartment.
Okay.
This dude was sideways, looked dead. I went to grab him, fully came back to life.
With your bare head?
No.
Okay.
A paper towel.
Yeah.
And then it became this fucking, who's going to escape out of here? So he was in my kitchen. And I looked down, I said, he's dead. All right, I'll crunch him, toss him, flush him. Bang, he's gone.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, all right. And I go to touch him, and he goes, frah! took fucking battle stance against me.
He started playing D.
Yeah, and he fucking was going this way. I was going this way. I tried to grab him once. He fucking scurried.
Did you get him?
Yeah, I got him.
Oh, okay.
But I had to step on him.
Ooh.
With my bare foot.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did.
You disgusting freak.
It was out of pure fear.
No!
It was him or me. It was him or me. Someone had to die that night. And it wasn't going to be me.
Yeah, but you got bug on your foot. Oh, my feet. My feet.
Ooh. I didn't like that.
Dirty feet.
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
No.
Did you take a shower?
Of course. I hopped right in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
I was like, dude.
And I would have stuck my foot in the toilet,
bro,
and flushed it.
If you would have saw me, I literally was standing up in the shower going like this. The water's in the thing. Why am I holding my foot up?
I don't know.
And when I tell you,
was it a lot of guts?
He was everywhere. He was all over me. I took soul from him.
It's like stepping on a water balloon.
Because yeah, I looked for things to get him, like that. I missed three times, and then I just went squaw.
Dude, that is disgusting. I would literally do most things. I would move out and let him live there before I stepped on it with my bare foot.
Dude, I felt. You want to know what it was? I felt like barbaric after.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, because I was like, ah!
You screamed to the skies.
Yeah, it was like Gladiator. It felt like Russell Crowe.
Yeah.
It was like, ah!
I'm Maximus Meridius. Yeah.
And then
whatever the fuck his name is in that movie.
I will give them pleasure. I will give them something to watch.
Yeah.
What we do now echoes in eternity.
Husband to a murdered wife.
Let me walk by.
Father
this
to a murdered boy.
Let me walk by this wheat field and touch it slowly.
Joaquin is fucked, dude.
Yeah, yeah. Fucked his sister, too.
Yeah, banged his sister out.
Loved his sister.
Yeah, weird. Yeah, weird.
But yeah, man, I fucking killed that dude.
Yeah, that's disgusting. Why did we talk about that?
I don't know. Here we go.
Curiosity
killed the cat. Because listen, man.
Curiosity, how does that kill a cat? Unless it's like sticking its fingers into like outlets.
And I think it has to mean like.
This show is so dumb. This is the dumbest show. Oh, I love it. We sound so dumb. But it's true. When you really think about it, though, what does that mean? Why is it created?
Listen, I don't want to throw my high school under the
bus. Curiosity killed babies.
Yes.
Not cats.
Yeah.
Babies. They eat.
And humans.
Tide Pods by accident.
Or, and adults.
Or like soap. Yeah.
And adults.
Curiosity. People are like, I wonder what it looks like if I take a picture next to the Grand Canyon. You're dead.
Yeah. I wonder what it's like if I base jump off of this thing with no parachute.
Dead.
You're dead.
You're dead.
Okay.
Curiosity.
I wonder what it's like if I drive my car with my eyes closed.
Dead. Are you? I'm curious. How cold is it on Mount Everest? Frozen dead.
Yeah, frozen dead.
Which is worse than regular dead.
Oh, hey, that's a volcano. I wonder what's in there. Hot dead.
Hot dead. Very hot dead.
Yeah.
So, curiosity kills the humans. It doesn't kill the cats.
Yeah, they were giving cats a bad rap. And they live better than we can.
The dogs kill the cats.
Yeah.
And also just old age.
Bark up the wrong tree and kill a cat.
Or maybe, you know, Frankie's cat had cancer. Cancer killed the cats.
Cancer killed the cat. Along with probably a bunch of other medical issues.
Yeah. Curiosity doesn't really kill cats.
Can cat, like, maybe diabetes.
Who? You want diabetes?
Diabetes cat.
Yes. A diabetic cat. I'm going to go cut to the chase.
I like cut to the chase because it's like...
Cut to
right,
the chase.
Let's get there.
Let's get there.
Let's get there.
Don't beat around the bush. Cut to the chase.
Doubling up. Don't beat around the bush. Just cut to the chase.
But what's
the chase?
The chase. The good part of the show. All this lead up. Dude, get to the chase.
Get
I want
to
see
chase.
Some danger.
Cut
some
to
cars
chase.
Exploding. Some cats...
Dying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yo, look me in the eyes right now.
Yeah.
I could never date someone that had primarily cats.
What was the word that you just said?
Primarily?
Yeah, but you didn't. You said primarily.
No way. I said primarily.
I thought you were saying they were like pre-married to a cat at first. I was
no,
like, what
no,
are you talking
no,
about?
No, no,
so
no.
If they just had like three cats.
No way.
Yeah, I don't know if I could either.
One, I'm partially allergic to them.
One, I'm super allergic.
Yeah.
So I'd walk in there and be like, hey, this is great. And as soon as they took my shirt off, I would have hives all over my body.
Yeah, and I hate that, like how they like jump on arms of couches while you're sitting there. And just be like,
Yeah, like I'm trying to watch the game and then this fucking cat just like, sup!
Yeah.
And I'm like, chill.
So weird.
Or like you go to get a drink of water and you open up the fridge and they're like in there. And it's like, yo, your cat's behind the orange juice. He's you know this?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
sorry.
He does that. He likes to be cool. Well, get fucking Mr. Bojangles out of there.
Yeah, and I hate the way cats look at you.
Yeah, like you did. Like they know like, secrets about you.
So you're here to just fuck my roommate.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, yo, get this fucking. And then the cats, they like just hang out in weird spots and like there's litter boxes. It smells like piss.
Yeah, and we're talking about domestic cats here. Lions and shit are dope.
Oh. Yeah.
That's a whole nother level.
Different kind
and
of cat.
And also, curiosity ain't killing that cat.
Curiosity's not even getting... Not even anything is getting happening
no
today.
No way. No way.
But you're going to kill a lion. It's going to have to be a poacher or like an elephant or something crazy or like a cheetah.
Yeah.
Or another lion.
But it's like... I just don't like the way cats appear out of nowhere sometimes. And then they do that weird thing where they run back and forth in the house.
Or they chase lights.
Yeah.
They chase laser beams or whatever the fuck.
And they always let out that little weird noise upon like impact.
I don't like cats. And they hurt you.
Yeah. And they do this thing?
Yeah, they...
Yo, you're gonna throw, bro.
Yeah, don't do this like half jab.
Yeah.
Follow through, cat.
Fucking smack me up.
You know what I'm saying? Throw that punch.
Throw that shit, you know what I mean? They always...
Yeah. Yeah.
Then they bounce. Cats are herbs.
Fuck cats, dude.
Fuck cats, bro. Fuck
all,
that.
All cats watching this? Fuck y'all.
Yeah, bro. Unsubscribe, you fucking cat. All right, Chase. Okay. All right, miscellaneous. Now we're getting into us, brother.
Miscellaneous.
Okay. Got some stuff.
Ooh, I love that.
It's a huge one.
Just got some stuff. It's just, it's you know, for everything. It started as, like, you know, when we talk about some people who have some stuff.
The kid that slapped my dog.
Yeah, he had some stuff.
He had some stuff.
But also the doctor, she had stuff.
She had some stuff.
She had some stuff as well.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Great stuff.
Yeah.
Stupendous stuff. No, but I like stuff a lot. What is that going up against?
Here's why.
That's a staple.
Kind of a big bopper.
It's a big bopper.
You know, it's just, here's why. It's just a great sentence to add to why you're going to explain something.
I have a reason why I'm making the choice that I'm making.
Yeah, go for it.
I'm going stuff. Because, although here's why is a stape.
Yeah.
Only really you say that.
That's true.
We both stuff.
That's true. We stuff a lot.
We got stuff.
Yeah, we double stuff.
Yeah. So I'm going to go stuff. I'm going to go stuff.
I'm cool with stuff. I'm cool with stuff.
I love stuff. You know? What?
We both said you know at the same time.
Oh, dude, that's so cute.
Yeah, we both got some stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Next one is, that's fire.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's fire.
It's fire.
That one's fire. And then what's the other one?
We'll fix it in post.
Ooh.
Yeah. We'll fix it in post is in a lot of shit.
Yeah.
That's fire is in a lot of shit.
We're going to have to fix that cat thing in post. I said I was going to shoot a cat with a shotgun.
Yeah, I'm leaving that. But I love that's fire because we're very animated when we use it.
That's fire.
Oh, that's fire.
Yeah. Yeah, but also fix it in post. Like,
it's such a great cap to a joke.
Yeah.
It's like, we'll fix it in post.
Yeah, we probably shouldn't say that.
Yeah,
fix it in post.
Yeah, fix it in post.
And then we don't.
And then we never do. I think that's fire is dope, but it's like kind of more widely used.
Yeah. Fix it in post is like
our shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So we may have to fix it in post then.
Yeah. All right. Let's fix it in post.
All right. Hold on. Before we get this, now it's the second round, right?
Yeah, it's the second round.
All right. Before we get to the second round, let's get to this. The Spanish show. What the fuck is this?
The Spanish.
The Spanches.
Spanches, bro.
The Spanches. Chrissy. Oh.
Chrissy.
Chrissy, the Spanches.
Okay.
He's wearing a fucking wire.
He's wearing a wire, pussy. All right, so the first sponsor we have for today is Indochino Custom Menswear. Okay? You get to choose from hundreds of high-quality suit fabrics. You pick the color, pattern, weight you like the best, and then you choose all your personal touches, so like the lapel, the fucking lining, monogram, whatever you need. There's no extra cost. Your suit is made exact to your exact measurements, so you end up with a perfect fit for the shape of your body, which I just had to buy a suit, and I bought a regular one not too long ago. And I can tell you right now, getting a suit and then having to go get it tailored, it's it's a long thing.
It's a process.
So when you could just get it done in one shot, it's amazing. So definitely check that out. They have showrooms across North America where one of their style guides can take your measurements and walk you through the process. So it's really nice. Right now, you can get an extra $30 off of any purchase over $399, $399, I should say, or more at Indochino.com when entering basement at checkout. Plus, shipping is free. That's Indochino, spelled Indochino.com. The promo code is basement for $30 off your total purchase of $399 or more. Okay, high quality custom suits for an off the rack price. So definitely go hit them up. Okay, I have 15 weddings to go to this year, so I'm definitely gonna be doing that.
We're both going.
Yeah, we have a bunch together. All right, so next.
Can I pee?
Go pee, man. Go pee it up. But don't you dare take longer than this. Ah! And then Danny. Yo, you literally knocked out the fucking the headphones, so I can't even hear myself. Danny's on the ground, by the way. Danny's legitimate. I don't know. Did the sound that you made. Ah!
I didn't think. I'm sorry.
Oh my god.
Sorry.
Oh dude.
Oh my god, that's.
Oh god, that was so funny. I can't wait to watch that back. Oh. Okay, next we have Buffy. Buffy makes super soft, earth-friendly bedding because a comfy night's sleep is even comfier when it doesn't harm the environment, okay? Everything is made from ultra-smooth eucalyptus fiber that no one knows what it is, but it's softer than cotton. It's breathable, cool to the touch. But yeah, my whole family has Buffy now. I got my sister has a Buffy blanket. I have a Buffy blanket and Buffy pillows. My mom is now getting a Buffy blanket. She actually hit me up this morning and asked for the promo code because, she doesn't want to pay full price. But anyway, they have over 17,000 five-star reviews and an overall rating of 4.5 stars. Okay, so believe the hype. Also, the coolest thing about Buffy is you could try their products in your own bed for free before committing to buying the product. If you don't love it, return it at no cost. When I bought those pillows, I bought them and my card was charged $0. And then after, I think, 30 days, it charges your card. Unless if you send them back, you get your money back. But if you don't, then you get charged for it, obviously. Anyway, for $20 off your Buffy bedding, visit Buffy.co and enter the code BASEMENT. Again, that is $20 off your Buffy bedding. Visit Buffy.co and enter the code BASEMENT. Okay, Danny, how's it going? You okay?
Yeah.
Did you hurt yourself down there?
No. I didn't fall that hard. I just couldn't get this thing off of my foot.
Yeah, you went down.
You know, it's
where'd that paper go?
Oh, fell. Sometimes it's easier just to commit to the fall because it might hurt more to stay up.
Yeah.
You know?
Start twisting tendons and stuff.
All right, let me reset.
That was fucking hilarious, dude.
Yeah.
The sound you made. Ah! It was great. All right, we're in the second round.
All right. Chip on your shoulder or piece of cake? Both food related.
Fuck am I? I don't even know. I just ate my bottom lip.
You know what people are going to do too? They're going to have so many sayings that probably should have made it.
Yeah.
In the comment section. Argue about it.
Yeah. I would say piece of cake.
Piece of cake.
I'm going to start using
happy.
It more.
It's just happier.
Yeah, I like piece of cake. It's a piece of cake.
It's a piece of cake.
Come
it's happier. It makes me feel good.
I'm going to start using it when I'm betting. To make myself feel better.
I love cake.
A.J. Brown, 3.5 receptions. I'm taking the over. Piece of cake. And then lose.
He didn't have 3.5 receptions.
No, dude. Sucked. That I lost sucks. Every dollar that I bet on that game.
Told you bet that Nuggets game.
Yeah, I just didn't. But I was afraid.
What can you do?
I did win a bet, though. I won one the entire weekend. But I only put in six. I lost five.
Just letting you know right now, I have to go to the bathroom so bad.
Poopy?
Yeah, but I'm going to tough it out.
Is it coming out the front?
Yeah, I have to poop from my face.
Yeah.
No, but I'm going to tough it out. But there might be a couple farts in here. Just letting everybody know. Turn your volume up.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
So we're going with cake.
I'm a piece of cake.
Chip on your shoulder. You sound like a fucking asshole all the time.
Yeah.
Nobody wants a chip on their shoulder, you dick.
Yeah.
All right. Take that and your heart on your sleeve, whatever the fuck that means.
Yeah, what? Wear your heart on your sleeve?
I wear my heart on my sleeve. I'm like, what?
Yeah. Shut up.
You can wear it on your chest.
You could just leave it where it is.
Yeah. It's unhealthy.
Yeah.
Idiot.
Dangerous.
You idiot.
Stupid idiot. All right, what do I got down there?
We have barking up the wrong tree.
Mm.
Oh, it's a shrubbery show-off.
Oh. What is it? Oh, beat around the bush.
Beat around the bush or bark up the wrong tree.
That's tough. Shrubbery is...
Shrubbery.
How is this working out where they're lining up and being the same thing?
Just food and shrub.
Yeah.
Shrubby food.
Beat around the bush or bark up the wrong tree.
I love to beat.
I like beating.
I like beating.
Yeah.
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 Yes. Fuck.
Yeah. Let's do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll beat around the bush. We'll
beat around the bush.
I beat around a couple bushes
I'm
in my day.
Beat the bush.
Yeah.
That was a fart.
I mean, I farted.
You know what? You did that to make me feel more comfortable about what's going on in my body right now.
Yeah, dude. Blow it up.
I've only had almonds and coffee today. That's why I have to duty.
Yeah.
Bug.
Okay, you took it to another level. Okay, what are we going?
We're going cigars or chase. But no cigar or cut to the chase.
I hate both of them.
I don't like either of these. I think they're both just obnoxious pieces of shit.
Yeah.
But no cigar. Somebody says that to me, I'm gonna punch you in the face. Not only saying I'm losing, but you were like, oh.
You were close.
Fuck you.
Bitch.
Fuck you.
All right. You want to cut to the chase?
Yeah, I'll cut to the chase.
Let's cut to the chase.
Chases are cool, but I don't want to get chased because I'll get very tired.
Yeah.
Nobody chase me. Please, God, nobody chase me.
Because I will get very tired.
I will get very tired. All right. So now this is going to be a tough one. Got some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Versus fix it in post. Clash of the Tights.
Clash of the Tights.
Clash of the Tights.
Got some stuff for fixing it.
Hmm.
You know what it is? I have a recency bias with that stuff. I love this stuff.
I love stuff.
I love it.
I love stuff. I got some stuff.
You know what it is? It's so universal.
Yeah, I know.
You can use it for anything.
It's a banger for sure. Fix it in post is like a great show style. Like, I won't say that
outside.
But I'll say, yeah, they got some stuff.
They got, yeah.
Got some serious stuff.
Yeah. You can say it about a store, too. It's like, oh, I was at Trader Joe's. Like, they got stuff.
They got some stuff in there.
Yeah. You're like, exactly. You're like, yeah, they do.
And then also, if you're in drug territory, you got the stuff?
Yeah, you got some, you know. Or he does some stuff.
Yeah. I don't know. He does some stuff.
He does some stuff.
On the side. He's got side stuff.
He's got, yeah, he does, you know, secret stuff.
Secret stuff.
Secret stuff that
Michael
he doesn't tell
Jordan's
anybody.
Secret stuff.
Yeah, Space Jam.
Going with stuff. Not even close.
Yeah.
All right. Cake versus bush. Edible shrubbery.
Piece of cake.
It's a piece of cake.
Yo, piece of cake is...
You want to know what that was? Piece of cake.
That was a piece of cake. It wasn't even close.
Not even close. Rolling with the cake.
Don't even ask me this next one.
The cake rolls on.
Cut to the chase and some stuff. You already know the stuff.
Stuff.
Is beating the chase.
100%.
Now we got cake stuff.
I love cake stuff. I do.
Yeah, man, because cake's got stuff.
It's a piece of cake. Yeah, some stuff.
Oh, God, this is hard. Piece of cake.
Honestly?
I
would have thought this would be a piece of cake.
But it's not. Yeah, so we have to beat around the bush a little.
You got to beat around the bush. And listen, all you cake people, I don't mean to burst your bubble here.
Yeah.
But cakes are a dime a dozen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, stuff's rare.
You know, and for me, a cake could potentially cost you an arm and a leg.
Yeah, are you trying to incorporate all these things? Let's just cut to the chase and make a decision.
Let's
go
back to square one here. All right, so I'm going to go with...
Yeah, I mean, listen, either way this goes, I'm not going to cry over spilled milk. You know what I mean?
No, of course not. You can't, because if you did that, you know, it would be... You know what? Here's why.
Yeah. Why?
Listen.
I'm trying to read those things, but you're right, like a fucking... I don't even know.
I did post the other day that I have an 8th grade education.
You have a...
It's showing.
2nd grade handwriting.
It's showing right now. Chicken scratch.
Yeah, you have a 2nd grade blind, broken arm child's handwriting.
Thanks, man.
You're welcome.
My vote is for stuff. Got some stuff.
Okay. Got stuff. Got stuff. You got a piece of cake. But cake could be stuff, which means...
Oh, that stuff was a piece of cake.
Oh. He's got stuff.
Curveball.
Merch. It's a piece of cake because it is stuff. Stuff wins.
So you're going with stuff.
I'm going with stuff.
Confident with stuff?
I'm confident with stuff because here's the thing, right? A piece of cake can only refer to something that's easy.
Yeah.
All right? Stuff's good and bad.
Life's hard.
Sometimes hard stuff happens.
If you say to me, be like, yo, what's going on with you? I'd just be like, got some stuff. You could use it there too, and then it promotes discussion.
Yeah, and not only, but you know, if I said how's it going, you said it's a piece of cake, I'd be like, fuck this guy, he's too happy.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Unanimous stuff.
Stuff wins.
Got some stuff.
Got some stuff is the thing.
Is the saying of 2020.
Now we
got
to put it on a shirt, some stuff shirt.
Yeah, just a shirt that says, "Got some stuff."
I got some stuff.
Yeah,
you know.
Fantastic.
Phantasmic. Got some stuff. Look, you put those stars around it.
Got some stuff is the winner
of
the 2020 saying off annual shirt, whatever. We got to make shirts now.
Yeah, you just put a lot of, like, can I see this real quick?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyway. I'm going to leave this.
You're going to leave who?
Keep making me feel bad.
Why?
I must detach myself from the family here.
What family?
Just like fucking Meghan Markle. The Santa Gata Studios family.
Oh, no, you're not. Also, wait, good point. First of all, Meghan Markle, before we get into anything about her, what a beautiful woman.
Beautiful faced lady.
Prince Baldo Harry? Husband. Is he bald? He's balding.
He's balding, which is kind of even more gross than being baldy.
Yeah, balding.
Balding.
But he... Yeah, so the Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, I think those are their names, they're detaching themselves from the royal family.
Good for them.
I'm going to say stupid.
Okay, hit me. We have two sides of the argument here.
We have royalty.
But you're still going to be royalty, though.
But you're not.
That's kind of more, that's God-level shit. For me to be like, yo, I'm royalty, and like, I don't even need that shit.
And you know what? They had to wait till 2020 to be able to do that, because I'm pretty sure if you tried to do that back when there was like pyramids around and shit, they'd throw you in a fire.
They'd stone you to death. Yeah. And then poop in your crown.
Yeah. They'd bury you up to your neck and then piss on your face.
This is what I don't understand.
Yeah.
He's a prince, right?
He's a prince.
They're married, right? Yes. Is she a princess?
I think she's
a duchess?
Well, what the fuck is that?
I don't know what a duchess is.
Yeah, I don't know.
I know what a Dutch is.
I know what a Dutch cracker open.
You know what I'm saying? Is she rolling blunts in there?
I don't know.
Is she his personal blunt roller?
That could be it.
Duchess of York.
The Duchess of Bay Ridge.
Duchess of Bay Ridge. Is she still in jail?
Who?
One of those bitches went to jail, the Duchess of New Jersey or some shit.
Wait, I don't. What are you talking about?
Have you ever watched Real Housewives?
No. It's whack.
Amazing television.
Right, I know, because it's like,
guilty pleasure TV.
Yeah.
But it's like, Tony, I fucking told you.
Yeah.
And they're just fucking screaming at each other, and they fight each other.
Yeah.
Their husbands fight. It's great.
Yeah.
It's fantastic TV.
I'm just like, not into that. I can't keep up with like all this stuff. Not that stuff. They all have got some stuff.
Oh, those people all have stuff. 100% full of stuff.
Their stuff is bad. Double stuff.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I guess it's kind of cool to me to be like, yo, like, we don't need this shit. Yo, let's go be happy
together.
It's
kind of...
not deal with the bureaucracy of this shit.
Yeah. Like, they probably have a very structured and regimented way of like living. Like, you have to like be at a certain place and like stand up straight and have proper manners, and like it's all very like robotic, and it's dated also. It's just outdated.
I have another theory, though. Meghan Markle's pussy is so good that this dude was willing to not be a prince anymore to hit that puss. Puss will make you do some wild shit.
I think there's a more elegant way of saying it.
Nah, she got that BAP, dog. That bomb-ass pussy.
That BAP.
She got the BAP.
I don't doubt that. She's a beautiful woman. But what I'm saying is like this. She is not... Like, she wasn't a duchess or princess or any one of these...
Nah, she was on some fucking TNT show about, like, pilots or some shit.
Yeah. So I think that she is, like, a normal person, for lack of a better term. But these, like, royalty peeps are, like, you know, they're all a certain way. Like, they, you know, there's people walking around your house with swords. And you're like, what is this? What am I, on a pirate ship? What is this?
Bro, are you going to denounce yourself as a prince?
I don't think...
If the vagina ain't where it's supposed to be,
that's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I think he loves his wife, and I think that he's like, because isn't Prince Harry the one who used to get like hammered drunk and like get in trouble and shit?
Yeah,
I think so. He just wants to be a normal dude. He doesn't want to have to like march around the hallways of his fucking house.
Yeah.
Like, can I just go get a glass of milk without having to salute every fucking person on the way there?
Yeah, I don't know. She's got to be sucking that thing clean off. That's just how I feel about it.
I just think that...
She's hot, too.
We get it.
I'm a very sex-driven man. I'm sorry.
Clearly.
Yeah.
But you don't think about the fact that, like, you know, there's people walking around with, like...
I break it down to the foundation of things. That's one of them. But there has to be something going on there for you to just not be a prince anymore. I'm sorry.
I don't even know what that exactly means. I think that he's just not... I think they gave up their, like, heir to the whatever. Like, they still have the money,
yeah,
I think.
Of course. They're still dripped out.
I think. I don't know.
Maybe they're cut off.
The queen's definitely pissed.
Yo, that bitch looked tight.
Yeah. There was a video of her driving. She was driving herself, which I thought was kind of like crazy. But she was driving and like she didn't look happy.
Nah.
So she probably doesn't like Meghan Markle.
Probably not.
She's like, oh my God, she's
really
taking...
Really hope there's no racy stuff going on in there.
Why? Oh yeah, she was like half black?
Yeah.
No, I don't think that's
it. I hope not. I hope that's like not one of the main reasons why.
Nah, I just think that when someone comes in and throws off the whole dynamic of your royal family, then you're like, oh.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but who cares?
I think I'm right. You're right too, but we're both right.
I don't know what we're saying. What are we? Who's right about what?
I honestly forgot.
Okay. This kid's got stuff. Yeah, but I think that, you know, we've said it multiple times on the show. Like, I think it's just weird that there's, like, royalty and, like, this and that. Like, yeah. It's just strange. But, yeah, I think it's because they just want to be normal people. Like, I think that she's not really used to it. Like, maybe he's used to it and he's like, this is the life I'm living.
Yeah.
But then she opened his world to being like, dude, this is, like, crazy for us to be doing this stuff. And, like, we have to drink tea a certain way. And, like, there's really a bunch of that stuff, like, on those etiquette classes where you have to, like, you know,
not put your elbows on the table when you eat.
All these things, and you can't say certain things in the way that you, whatever. And aren't you not allowed to look the queen in the eye or something?
Yeah, you can't look at that bitch.
Yeah, so, like, these are all weird, like, not normal things out in the real world. So I think that she was just kind of like, dude, can we just, like...
Can I fucking look at your grandma, bro? What the fuck?
Yeah, man. What is she, Medusa? Am I going to turn into stone? The fuck is going on here? No, but I think that they...
You said Medusa? So fucking Queens.
Medusa? Medusa!
What is she, fucking Medusa?
Who's that bitch?
Who the fuck is this bitch? Medusa.
Get Medusa out of here.
Get Medusa.
No, but I think that's what it was. I think she was like, yeah, I just want to be a normal purse.
We all want to be normal purses.
Yeah. Like, I think being royalty would get old pretty quick.
Yeah, I mean, he's been royalty for what, 30-something years?
Yeah. And if you can keep the money and not have to be like...
Good for her, though. Shake that shit up, yo.
Yeah, you'll shake up the house. Shake up the castle.
Shake the block.
Do they live in a castle?
Yes.
See, even that.
But it's like a modernized castle, I think.
Yeah, but...
I could be wrong. Could be.
Why
like
do you have guards?
I mean, you should have guards.
Let's be honest. I don't know if I should go down this road, actually.
Yeah, let's not.
I was going to say something weird.
Yeah, let's not. Say it.
Okay. I was going to say, like, we'll obviously, kidnapping's bad.
Yes.
But here's what I'll say. Is anyone actively trying to kidnap the queen or, like, kill her? because what would that do? Like, I get back in the day, and listen, I'm not saying the Queen's not like a prize. She's a prize. She's a great woman. I love the Queen.
Love the Queen. Love her.
But what I'm saying is back in the day, I don't know the Queen. Back in the day.
Come on the show.
Come on the show, Queen. Queen Elizabeth. It's my mom's name. There you go.
Bonding.
But back in the day, if you like killed a queen, it like meant it would be like killing a president, or it would be like killing like whatever, you know, something like that. But like with the queen, there's not really a territorial like thing with it anymore. It's like, you know, you have, it's nice that there's a queen, like whatever. But it's like, is the castle with the constant guards and like all that stuff like necessary?
No, it's not. But it's tradition, and that's why they do it.
Yeah.
You know?
That's what I'm saying. I don't think anyone should like think it's like crazy that Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are like, dude, I don't want to wear this coat every day.
I don't think that's crazy. Yeah. I'm just trying to figure out why they did it.
I think they just want to wear t-shirts and not have to wear like a fucking a gown and a and one of those like army suits with all these badges that you didn't earn on it.
I wonder if they'll move to America.
Maybe.
That'd be nice for them.
Good. Maybe they're just going to be like a normal, you know, he's going to have like a stained t-shirt. When, you know, TMZ is going to catch him and he's gonna be like, yeah, you know, the wife, she's really, you
know. Coming
out
of like a weed dispensary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wants to just be a normal guy.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Good
be,
for
be norms.
Good for love. Good for love.
Good for love. Oh, love wins.
I got to say this. There's a white hair.
Yeah.
On the top of your head.
Where?
In the front.
Yeah.
You're there, dude.
Yeah.
Your shit's turning white.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
I'm not foxing yet.
You're gonna be in the next year or so.
No.
Yeah.
No, this has been like this for a while.
No.
Yes.
In a year or two, you might be a little foxy up there.
No.
Which is fine. Yo, that's hot, but you're gonna be in your 20s, which is kind of weird.
No, I'm not gonna be foxy, dude. I'm telling you. And like, I'd be honest with you if I would. But I've had
like DeVito shit?
No. Yeah. But like, DeVito's been like that since we were like 16.
He's had white hair since 16?
He's had some.
Okay.
But it's like noticeable since we were like 18 years old.
Are you going to self-consciously pluck that hair?
No.
I think it's hot.
I have a lot on the side.
Yeah, you do have
But that's white. The thing. Like, I've had white hairs for like 3 years. Like, I've been like, oh shit, I can see white hairs. But they don't like, it doesn't like get progressively crazy worse.
I have one white hair and it grows out of my beard.
My beard gets like red.
Yeah. Get those...
Okay. One time I had a long beard and some girl was like, oh, you have the sex gene. And I was like, what? And she goes, the sex gene.
What was that?
Apparently, she's like, it's not like sex. And I was like, okay, what is this? It was a drunk girl in a bar. So I was like, already kind of like.
Yeah, already information is skewed.
Yeah. But she was like, if you have red that comes out of your beard, it's like a sex gene, but it's spelled like S-E-C-S or something. I don't know. But I was like, okay, cool. Thank you. See ya. It was weird. But that's that. Dude, but you think I'm going to be a silver fox?
Yeah, you're going to get silver foxy. Every CEO has to be a silver fox.
No, man. Not in their 20s.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to have little dips and dots for sure.
When do you turn 30s?
I'll be 28 in a month and then 2 years after that.
Wow, you still got some time, dude.
Yeah.
I turned 31.
In like 8 minutes.
Yeah.
What's today's date?
Today's date is the 12th, but by the time this comes out, it'll be like the 18th.
It's the 13th.
Oh, 13th. My days are all fucked up, man.
Yeah, man. You got 17 days.
I'm going to be... That one legitimately sounded like you shit your pants. That one sounded bad.
Hold on. The episode we did with Keith... Apparently, I farted like twice.
Oh, a bunch.
And I didn't know that.
No.
And then someone made a compilation. Diet. It was really funny.
But yeah, man, I'm going to be 31 years old, dude.
Yeah.
Brother.
When do you think... Do you think you're still in your prime?
Yeah, for sure.
When does your prime end?
I look at everything like max contracts of sports, right?
Okay.
So...
You still could play.
32? Well, probably I'll start teetering out of my prime a little bit.
By the time you're 34...
By the time I'm 34, you know, I'll probably knock somebody up, you know, like, and be like, okay, I'm content with life.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
Like 34 is a good age.
It's a good age.
You know? Because it's different. Guys are different from women. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because like they have their biological clock and stuff like that. Like mm-hmm. I could bust loads forever.
Not forever.
That's true.
Eventually it's going to turn into dust.
Yeah. It's partially dust now.
What? You have partial dust stuff?
No. My stuff is great.
Okay. I don't know.
It's fine.
What are you doing over there?
I don't know. I get horny sometimes.
What are you doing?
What?
You're all giddy and horny.
What do you want me to do?
I don't know. Don't be fucking horny in front of me. You're really close. You're really close to me. I'm in an arm's length distance.
It's fine.
And if you're good, I can feel your energy now, because now I'm feeling it in my legs. There's blood starting to pump in me.
See, I'm getting you fucking riled up.
Yeah, dude. Whoa, over there. Yeah, you're sending me vibes.
I know. I'm sorry. I radiate.
We're gonna have to sit in separate rooms.
I know.
For a little bit.
I radiate. I apologize.
Yeah, you do. I radiate. Yeah.
But yeah. I think I'll be out of my prime at like 34, 35.
Okay. I like to think
that's why
so.
I'm in the gym now, because I need to be out of
you
my
You need to get into a prime.
I need to get into my prime. You know, like, you know how they, you want to know, like, how they exiled Melo for a couple, like, years?
He came back and he's like, oh, I still got it.
I still got it. That's what I want to do.
Right. You want to come back like Melo.
Carmelo Anthony is my life.
Right.
So I'm trying to, like, do that.
Gotcha. Okay.
What do you think your prime is? You're in your prime right now, you fucking bitch.
I don't think I'm in my prime. I think I need to get into it, though. I do think that this year I'll be in my prime.
Yeah.
I think by the summer I'll be in my prime.
Fuck yeah.
And then it'll last until I'm like 31.
Mm.
And then after that, I'm going to let it all go.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because make no mistake, it's going to be let go. Unless I'm rich enough to have a chef.
Which I think you will be.
I hope so. If I'm rich enough to have a chef, then I'm going to be a hot four-year-old with white hair.
Yeah, dude. Tesla's all around.
Teslas and shit.
Teslas.
Yeah.
Chains.
I'm going to have like little rings. Kids running around that
little
are like.
Little kids just running, jumping
just
all
little
over
rich
around.
Assholes. That'd be great.
Yeah, I want my kids to be little rich dicks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I want to hit them because they bully kids. No, I'm kidding.
Drive them up to the house and beat them in front of the kid. They beat up.
Yeah. Set up boxing matches between, like, you know, the kids.
My brother Jared used to make me and Mike fight each other in a room, and he used to put jock jams on.
You know what? Yo, do you know what happened one time? We were at my cousin's house, me and Keith were, like, arguing, and then, like, our cousins, like, organized a fight between us, and we fought.
Who won?
I don't remember, but, like, we were hurting each other. We were hurting each other. Like, we were swinging as hard as we could at each other.
Wow.
And my dad came down. And saw that.
Fucking flipped out, probably.
Dude. Kicked the ever-loving shit out of Thomas. Because Thomas, he was like, yo, how the fuck are you going to let your brothers do this?
Yeah.
In front of, like, all your cousins or whatever. Because everyone was, like, egging them on. And he was talking to my other cousins, like, and you fucking idiots, too. God. But, you know, I used to do weird stuff when I was a kid.
Took you downstairs and made you guys fight, like, fucking Holmes?
We were, like, arguing, and they were like, oh, you can let him say that? And just, like, when you're a kid, like, all that stuff gets in your head, and you're just like,
yeah.
I'm just swinging on this kid.
Am I really going to let him say that?
Yeah, and what am I going to let him say?
Yeah.
But I used to do weird stuff. I used to go to my cousin's house, and, like, me and Keith would, the entire time, like, it'd be, like, Thanksgiving, and, like, before dinner, we'd play, like, 4 hours of mini basketball hoop that would go behind your door.
Gets and aggressive.
Pouring sweat.
Yeah. It's aggressive.
My parents would be like, what the hell are you doing? What are you doing?
Fucking out here slamming at home.
Yeah, dude. I'm dunking on Keith. That's what I'm doing.
Posterizing Keith.
Yeah.
It's kind of dope.
Going flying into closets and shit. Like, it was crazy, man.
You guys definitely put each other through some walls growing up.
Big time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you have boys, you're going to have new walls. That's how it works.
At some point.
Yeah.
Keith's like, Keith was like a fucking maniac when we were younger and used to, like, you know, because he was like a strong kid, and he would fucking throw me around, and I'd be flying into walls and shit.
He was like the Johnny Knoxville of Astoria.
Yes, 100%. Yeah. That is a great way of just absolutely fearless, being like, "Yo, I'll do it."
Yeah.
You know, like, it's just crazy. One time a dresser fell on me.
Yeah.
That hurt.
TV fell on me once.
That's good.
Yeah, one of those big bootied ones.
You know what Keith used to do? We had a bunk bed in our room. And he used to get on the top bunk and then stick his head out and let the fan hit his head. Think, 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 think.
Explains a lot.
Explains a ton.
Explains a ton.
And then you'd be like, you do it. And I'd get up there and I'd be too like vagina to do it. So
I was always vagina in those like kind of situations. Yeah. And I wasn't vagina. I was logical. I'm like, no.
I wasn't logical. I was just vagina.
Yeah. I was a logical vagina.
I went to Disney World when I was younger and I had to ride with my mom on every ride because I was so vagina.
Yeah, it's okay.
But
people are going to get mad that we're using vagina to say scared.
Vagina.
Don't be a vagina to say vagina.
Yeah. Like, if you're going to get upset that I said that, you're being vagina.
Yeah, you're kind of being giny.
Yeah. You're being giny. Exactly. Little giny.
I'm just saying. It came off a little giny.
I'm just saying. The way you said that, your tone of voice.
You gined them a little bit.
It was a little giant.
Yeah. You gined them a little bit.
You gined, you gined it up.
No. The drinks on the house.
The giant.
You gined them a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, and I don't need that fucking comment. I know I'm going to get it.
I shouldn't have brought it up.
Actually, vaginas can withstand a lot, and they give, but we know. We're big vagina people, dude. We're on team vagina.
Love puss.
Yeah, but also we acknowledge that women are unicorns and, like, you know, the whole birth thing is just absolutely
They're majestic creatures, the most majestic creatures. I've been on record that saying the female anatomy is my favorite thing on earth.
Yeah, that's my favorite anatomy.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's fucking majestic.
Yeah. Also, but also, you know, the fact that I can't go on Splash Mountain without my mom sitting next to me and I started crying even though she was sitting next to me and I was screaming, that's a little giant.
Yeah, that's a little, yeah. That's giny behavior.
That's giny behavior.
Yeah, giny Joe.
Giny Joe.
Giny Joe.
Man, I'm so mad you said that because I love it. Giny Joe.
Oh, Giny Joe.
Oh, Giny Joe's here.
Giny Joe. Oh, no, I don't want to do that, Giny Joe.
Yeah. It's like, yo, you want to...
Just having the name Joe makes everything better, though.
Yeah, but also...
You can't say Giny Danny.
No, but you can say Giny D.
Giny D. That's kind of cool. Yeah, I like that, yeah. Giny D and Giny Joe.
That's the
Joe.
Thing about our names. Like, or Giny Josh.
Giny Josh.
That sounds good, too.
Yeah. I don't think he's Gina, though.
No, he's not. He's not Gina.
You know. I'm Gina.
Yeah, you're big Gina.
Yeah. Ninth wonder of the world, Gina.
It's kind of like how Donald Trump says China. Gina.
Gina. The Great Wall of Gina.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That is cool.
Made in Gina.
We should make a vagina museum and call it the Great Wall of Gina.
Oh.
But what would we put in it?
Pictures of puss.
And what about sculptures?
Artistic pictures of puss.
Yeah, not just like iPhone pictures.
Yeah.
We're talking about
which,
like,
which are cool.
They're cool, but it's not like a, you know.
Yeah, I'm not going to blow it up and put it on my wall.
Yeah. You know? I mean, I'm talking about one that's like professionally done. There's lighting kits around.
Yeah, or like a seashell that looks exactly like a labia.
Yeah.
That can make it in there.
Or like an old Eskimo who was frozen in the snow.
Right.
Vagina.
But the only thing that was preserved was her vagina.
Vagina.
So we put her on display. Right. I'm loving building this museum right now.
Yeah, I already know what it looks like.
We need rustic vagina, too.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
It needs to be, like, in a bush.
Yeah, yeah.
Not a pube bush, like an old bush.
An old bush.
Like, this is an 1800s vagina.
Right. And then we would have, like,
what is that like
an evolution of vagina.
Yes, we have that one. We have a wall that's just like, here's how vaginas started.
And you know what I think about?
And then they're now.
You know how humans used to be small?
Yeah. You think vaginas were small?
I think vaginas were smaller. And they've grown as the penis has grown.
So you think like 100 years from now, we're talking big vaginas?
No, we're talking 100 years from now, huge giants.
Huge giants?
Huge giant sensation taking over the world.
I mean, but a giant can only get so big before it becomes an issue.
That's what you think.
No, that's what I know. Because imagine a giant that comes up to your waistline. You'd have to only wear high-waisted jeans. You'd with have a giant like that.
Yeah, you'd have a waistline giant.
Yeah, a waistline giant.
Yeah.
And then you have to, like, strap it in with a belt.
Oh, that'd be terrible.
That sounds painful. What the hell are we talking about?
I have no idea.
I'd pay admission to go to this.
I would go to this evolution of puss museum.
Mm-hmm.
Fine Gina.
Fine Gina.
Fine Gina. Make everything. Good guys. Good people. Good vaginas.
Good people. Better vaginas. Yeah. Shit. Well,
What happened?
I don't know. We kind of went down a black hole there.
Yeah, we did.
We were just going.
Yeah.
We're just going. I haven't been to a museum in a very long time, though.
I love museums. I really want to go to a couple, actually. I want to go to the American Gangster Museum in New York City.
I didn't even know that was a museum.
Have you ever been to the Cloisters?
The Cloisters? Yeah. What is that?
It's in Washington Heights.
What is it?
It's just a great museum.
What is it?
It like has, I mean, I can't really explain it because I don't want to sound stupid.
But what is it? Is it like history?
Yeah,
is
like,
it art?
Yeah, and it's like sculptures and shit. It's like it's the actual like fucking, what's the word? Architecture of the building is like very well known. It's a cool place to go.
Okay. I haven't been to the MoMA in a long time either.
Yeah.
Go there and see like.
I like the Guggenheim, yo. Guggenheim is tight. Yeah. Spiral staircase, shit's fire.
Love spiral staircases.
Love spiral staircases.
All right, cool. I think we could wrap this up. Okay, Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry, dude.
That we're going to have to edit in post.
Why?
I don't know. We're not.
Sorry.
Anyway, Johnny D, where can they find you?
Yo, you can find me at Johnny D on Instagram and Twitter. Nah, just go to at Daniel Priori on Instagram and Twitter. Real quick thing I just wanted to say, I just wanted to thank Joe for blessing us with some chains. And bringing us up, making us feel like a real team in this bitch. Joe's done a lot for me over the last year and a half, 2 years. So I'm just happy to be along on this ride. And we're getting ready to do a lot of stuff in 2020.
A lot of stuff.
And it was good to see everybody in a room. It made it feel very real. And, you know I'm going through a lot in my life right now. So yep. It's something that I'm very lucky to have your support. Oh, damn, I'm about to cry.
Oh.
I'm very thankful for your support.
Hey, thanks.
I love you, bud.
Johnny, this is Johnny. Yeah. It's getting Johnny.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, it's cool. Thanks. Anyway, this is stuff. I got stuff.
Oh, man.
I got stuff.
Every tear that was about to come out just got sucked right in.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
Gotta save you.
Gotta save me.
Yeah, you guys can go follow The Basement Yard at The Basement Yard on Instagram. Also, go check out The Morning Meeting. It's a show we do every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday on our Patreon, patreon.com/TheBasementYard. So go check that out. And go check out Other People's Lives. It's coming back January 30th, which I think this will be around that time.
It's also my birthday, you fucking asshole.
Yeah, it is. God, everything's about Danny.
For real.
Yeah. Jine. Anyway, yes, that is all. We'll see you guys next time. Oh, you know what? Go leave a rating and review on iTunes.
Yeah, give us 5 stars, you whores.
Go do that, okay? Because that helps us climb the charts.
Yeah, man.
Whatever that means. Makes me feel good for a sec.
Yeah, man. Please gratify me because he doesn't.
Yeah. Someone tell Danny's doing a good job.
Please, God.
All right.
Someone.
See you guys next time.
Peace.